two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 3:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
transgender advocates are weighing in on the school bathroom debate and say this is not an issue amongst students, just their parents. I'm KSL News Radio's Hugo Rickard-Bell.
Second, scientists have opened the capsule that contained a sample taken from an asteroid. It parachuted into Utah's West Desert on Sunday. They found black dust. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
A new crash in Davis County, northbound I-15 at 5th West in Bountiful. It's at the very top of the on-ramp, out of traffic on the right shoulder, and a damaged roadway. This is eastbound, 106 South at 400 West. Lane shifts are in place. You got to use caution going through there. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunshine today with temperatures back in the upper 80s. I'm Kevin Eubank.
85 degrees now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
A U.S. soldier who ran into North Korea is back in U.S. custody, State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
I would certainly imagine that he was interrogated. That would be consistent with past DPRK practice with respect to detainees. But I don't have any readout from his conversations with the people on the plane.
Travis King will be flown to Fort Sam Houston in San Antonio. Hundreds of thousands of federal workers wouldn't get paid if the government shuts down, but Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says lawmakers will.
The Constitution requires that we continue to be paid during a shutdown. It's completely unfair to the American people.
Congress has yet to agree to a spending plan. Seven Republican presidential candidates will be on stage for tonight's presidential debate at the Reagan Library. The current front runner, former President Trump, is in Michigan, where he will speak at a non-union auto parts plant an hour before the debate. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
And now the KSL In-Depth. You might have heard about 10 minutes ago, we had a story about an inmate at the Utah State Prison who's now back in custody after being released by mistake. Joining me live is former Salt Lake City Police Chief Chris Burbank. Chris, it's good to speak with you. How you doing?
Always nice to speak with you. I'm doing well, thanks.
Okay, so let's talk about the Utah State Prison and how they're doing. How often do mistakes like this really happen?
Well, thankfully, not all that often. I think around the country, about 2,000 inmates escape custody every single year. And most of those are similar to this, kind of low-level, walk away from minimum security and those types of things, and not serious offenders that are all of a sudden released upon the public.
So where does things go bad? How does a mistake like this happen where they actually swing open the doors and say, take care, when he's not supposed to leave?
Well, boy, I'll tell you what. It's one thing I was always happy I never ran a jail or a prison. because imagine just the logistics of paperwork and who's in, who's out, guests coming, going, all that goes into running that. It's a big operation. And so thankfully, across the country, we do a pretty good job, and it doesn't happen all that frequently. But occasionally, it looks like mistakes are made.
So what happens if an inmate is accidentally released and isn't quickly retrieved, as happened in this case? What happens?
Well, I think, you know, we saw, and I, forgive me, I can't remember where it was just recently, that the inmate had escaped and really was out for a long time. And he was a serious offender that had some violent history and was a large concern for people. I think that's where you see it ramp up too. Otherwise, it is about notifying local jurisdictions, right? Following up on locations, last known locations, relatives, friends. And so it becomes labor intensive pretty quickly if someone's gone for a long period of time.
So somebody has to make the phone call from the prison to, like, the prison warden and say, hey, I have some bad news. Somebody actually has that job, right?
You don't want to be the one making that phone call.
No, I would imagine not. Thanks a lot. Salt Lake City, former Salt Lake City Police Chief Chris Burbank, we appreciate the insight, as always.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.